All right, you guys are in for a special little treat today because this is going to be my very first solo episode on URL versus IRLs. Do I even need to do an intro or should I just roll the music?
You're tuning into URL versus IRL, hosted by Bree Lynch.
So let me be completely transparent with you guys for a second. I am very nervous to do this solo episode for the first time by myself because realistically, you guys are just going to be hearing like my inner thoughts, and I'm really hoping that I don't sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine having somebody else listen to the conversation that you're having with yourself inside of your head? Because all of us have conversations with ourselves inside of our head, right? Like, that's not crazy. Or is that crazy? I don't really know. Anyways, let me just, I guess, jump into like a little story time for you guys so we can get this episode rolling. So right now it is July 1st, which means that I just finished celebrating my birthday over the weekend. My birthday's on June 28th, which was the day that we released this podcast. So my birthday was on a Friday and now it's Monday. And this morning I woke up and I was just kind of reflecting back on my entire weekend. I had the most incredible weekend, by the way. Like, I really felt like this year had to be a super special birthday celebration, hence why I released a podcast on my birthday and decided to stress myself out for absolutely no reason. This was like a birthday that I feel like I've been looking forward to ever since I learned what a golden birthday or a champagne birthday was. And so for me, I felt like this was going to be like a really big deal this year. Like, I was like, oh my God, I have to have something big to report back with. I don't know why I am such a birthday person, but I will tell you what, I am a birthday bitch. I love birthdays so much. I love my birthday. I love other people's birthday. I love setting up for birthdays. I love birthday parties. I don't know what the fuck it is about me with birthdays. I just think that it's so cool that you can be like, you can have this one specific day that is dedicated to you, that is special to you. And no one else gets to share that with you, unless if you're a twin. But like, nobody else gets to like share that with you because it's yours and it's uniquely yours. I don't know. Maybe I should start thinking about my regular day-to-day life like that too. But I guess like, for some reason, I just love birthdays. I always have, especially after I became an adult. Because when I was a kid, since my birthday is in the summertime, my parents always made me have like pool parties or whatever. And as I like grew a little bit older, probably past the age of like 12 or 13. I just really didn't like swimming anymore. My dad and I have this conversation regularly every time the summer comes around. He's like, you used to like swimming before you used to feel like your hair was going to get messed up in the pool. That was a very short period of time that I was concerned about that. Now, I don't know what it is about me not wanting to get in the water. I don't know if it's because I hate being in a bathing suit. I don't like the way that it feels when I have to take it off after I've been like wet in the water, or if it's because I don't like the way that my body looks. I don't know if it's because of the fact that there's chlorine and then I feel ashy as soon as I get out of the pool. I don't know what it is, but I don't like swimming. So anyways, as an adult, I've grown to learn to love my birthday even more because now I'm not forced into having a fucking pool party. So anyways, this past weekend on Friday, we celebrated and I was really excited to do that. But to be honest with you, I think that like I was a little bit overwhelmed because I felt like this was supposed to be a really big, like glorious, fantastic, fabulous birthday for me because, again, been looking forward to this for such a long time in my life. Well, I cannot tell you, I was so unprepared. I think it's because I was releasing the podcast on the same day that I got so like hyperfixated on the podcast and got so just excited to like release it that I literally forgot about the fact that I had to plan a birthday party for myself, or I had to plan out what I was going to do. So anyway, June 20th comes around and I realize I have not told a singular person anything that I wanted to do for my birthday. And so I come up with this like little last minute invitation. I like rip a photo from Pinterest or whatever, write some information on it, like Bree champagne birthday at the house, 6 o'clock, BYOB, because I don't drink. So like, I'm not going to provide alcohol because why would I spend my money on that? I'm going to buy the chips, the food, the everything else. But bring your own beverage at least. And I like got balloons and shit that said URL versus IRL. Like, I was just excited, right? But anyways, I send this invitation out on June 20th, which is literally 8 days before my birthday. Literally nobody responds to this birthday invitation. So I have no idea how many people are coming to this thing. I'm stressed out like days before at the grocery store trying to get all the stuff that I need. And like, I'm just talking to Josh and I'm like, I literally don't know how much food to buy because I don't know who's coming. I had like maybe three or four people tell me that they were coming for sure. And one of them ended up not even being able to come. It was Ryan. You guys met Ryan on the last episode. He wasn't even able to come. They ended up, he was like at work, was supposed to get off at like 7 o'clock. He was supposed to be late. And then apparently a bunch of people called out and they just kept him. So he got stuck at work, didn't even get to come to my party. But whatever. I had no idea how many people were coming to my birthday. So first of all, I'm stressed out because I didn't actually plan anything. And now it's June 20th. Now it's closer to June 26th, like fast forward later on in the week. And barely anyone has responded telling me whether they're coming to my birthday or not. And I was like, I don't even know how much food to buy. So we buy like regular beef burgers, even though Josh and I are meatless. Like we don't eat meat, but I was like, just buy regular burgers and veggie dogs. And then if there's a lot of people, like the amount of people that I invited, we'll get pizza if we need more food. But I don't want to buy too much food because I don't even know who the fuck is coming. That's literally my fault for not putting an RSVP on the invitation. That's literally completely on me. I don't even blame anybody for not responding. But anyways, so I was nervous and stressed out about like friends that were going to come or weren't going to come or whatever. I have no idea how many people are coming to this thing that I'm trying to plan for myself. So again, big birthday for me, birthday princess over here. And I was just anxious, like coming up to the entire thing for the whole like 8 or 10 days prior to it happening. Now, Friday comes along. And we have like a little bit of a plan, nothing crazy because again, like I said, I didn't have the time to plan this shit because I was so busy and worried about the podcast coming out, which was like a disaster that morning, by the way. I'll get into that in a second. So Friday morning, I woke up on the couch because we fell asleep on the couch the night before. And we've got these big ass 40-inch hot pink balloons that say URL versus IRL that are like on our wall. They're still actually thumbtacked up there right now. But anyways, we got these big ass balloons on our wall. I wake up in such a good mood. Like I'm waking up to the balloons. I've got my little disco ball in the window of our living room. So there's little like reflection lights everywhere, little rainbows and stuff. And I'm just like in such a good mood. I check my phone because I'm so excited that my episode was supposed to post at 5 o'clock in the morning. I jump on Spotify, type in URL versus IRL. Nothing. Just like it has been all week. Nothing there. Not a profile, not a picture, not a nothing. No trailer episode, no first episode. I was like, what happened? And I'm like freaking the fuck out. So I jump out of the couch, not out of bed, but I jump out of the couch and I'm like, okay, I have to figure this out. I immediately open my laptop. I'm like going on Buzzsprout. I'm like, what is going on? Why isn't this here? And I figure out that I have to upload my podcast to each directory individually before the episodes actually go live for the first episode only. And then after that, apparently the directories like check the RSS feed and then like they upload everything for you automatically depending on when you're trying to upload. I'm still trying to understand all this shit myself personally. But I realize that I need to upload this stuff by myself. So I'm like, fuck. So I like go on Buzzsprout, like looking up how to do everything. And I was like, okay, fine. Like maybe I can get it done still today and maybe it'll be fine. Spotify is the only one that approves me immediately. And like, it wasn't even immediate. It was probably within like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And then the episode went up. I'm like on the phone with my mom, like on the verge of tears, like just upset. Like I was like, oh my God, I had this whole plan. And like, this is supposed to be a special day for me and blah, blah, blah. I can't do this, whatever. Again, birthday princess. So eventually Spotify decides to accept me. And I'm very happy about that. At the time of this recording, I'm still waiting for Apple Music to accept me right now. But whatever. It's all good. It'll happen eventually and we'll be good to go. So Spotify approves me, they approve me, and now I'm like, whew, okay, by the time I get it like out of the shower and I'm getting ready for my day, I'm approved. Fine. At least the episode is up. I'm happy about that. We go to meet my mom at my favorite coffee shop, which is local to me. It's like 10 minutes away. We meet her at this coffee shop, have a little coffee with her, a little bit of breakfast. Josh and I are supposed to go into Philly after this. For some reason, I am stressed. We forgot to buy lettuce, cheese, tomato, and sparkling water. And we have burgers. Like we went to the grocery store, I think a day prior or something, to get like burgers and stuff. We got like veggie burgers, regular burgers, veggie dogs. Cause again, I don't know how many people are coming. So I don't know how much food to buy. So I was like, well, if all the people that I invited show up, we'll just order pizza. But like for now, at least we'll have something, even though there's not a lot of people. And then if we don't have like anybody show up and like we have all these burgers left over, we'll just cook it into our dog's food because Josh is vegan, I'm a vegetarian. And so I was like, okay, well, if we have these like leftover beef burgers, we'll just cook them for our dogs and like put them in the dog's food and they'll have like a little surprise, I guess, for the week or whatever. So now I'm like stressed out when we're leaving the coffee shop and I'm like, we have to go to the store. I don't even want to go into Philly anymore because we were supposed to go to the coffee shop, then Philly, then come home and do the party. And I was like, I don't even want to go into Philly anymore. I'm stressed out. I can't do this. We just have to go home. I got to organize. House isn't ready. I don't know why I'm getting stressed out. Like, in hindsight, looking at myself, I literally want to laugh right now because regularly, Josh and I are the hosting house. I think our house has a really good layout. Like, I made it really cute. We've got a bunch of plants everywhere. There's a million different places to sit because I personally like to change my environment when I'm working, since I'm home very often and I'm working on the computer, stuff like that. So I like to have a lot of options of places to sit, whatever. So our house is just all around cozy is the way that I would like to explain it or describe it, I guess. And so we are usually the hosting house. We can end up on a random Tuesday night, like watching Harry Potter with like 12 different people that we literally just invited on Monday. Okay. So I'm very comfortable with people coming over with whatever state our house is in. It doesn't have to be like polished finish for me to invite people over or to like accept people into the house. I don't get like anxiety just because of that. Also, when Josh was having band practice here twice a week, again, used to having multiple people in the house, like six people in the house at a time, because of the fact that we're having band practice at the house. It happens twice a week. Like, the house is just lived in, and I am totally fine with that. I'm not a person that judges people if their house is a little unorganized or a little dusty or a little whatever when I go over there. Like, literally live your fucking life, okay? But when I was growing up, my mom was always like, people are gonna talk shit about you if your baseboards are dirty. So like, I think that for some reason that was kicking in for me, because for me this felt like a bigger event than just having people over. So I get home to the house, I'm cleaning the house, we got music playing, whatever. My childhood best friend calls me and she's like, hey, what are you doing? Are you at home? Because she has my location, so she knows I'm at home. She's like, I've been texting you and you have not texted me back in like 3 hours. I was like, yeah, I'm just here like stress cleaning. She's like, are you doing anything else before the party? I was like, I probably not at this point. Like, I'm just home, and like, now it's 2 o'clock and the party starts at 6. So I think we're just going to be here. She's like, okay, cool, I'm going to come over now. I was like, okay. So she comes over to the house. This girl, by the way, she and I were best friends growing up, like best friends all the way through high school for me. And she was literally like a sister that I never had. She was just always at my house. She would stay over all the time. Didn't matter if it was a school night. Like, she was just always around. And I loved that so much about her. And I think that's also part of the reason why I don't get stressed out, like being a hosting household, because she was always over my house, in my room, like whatever. It was like she basically lived there. And I got over the fact that like my living space is not always going to be picture perfect very quickly. Thank you so much, Haley, for that, because you have literally changed my life. So Haley comes over the house and she's hanging out with me and Josh. She meets Josh for the first time because she lives in a different state. She lives kind of far from us, so she just hasn't gotten the chance to like hang out and meet him and all that kind of stuff. So she hasn't really had the opportunity to just like come over and hang out and just do nothing like we usually do and like just get to shoot the shit, because it's like this planned thing that we have to do since she lives far away. And every time that we have planned something, it's just been me and her going out to eat or whatever. So anyway, Haley comes over just like she used to and just hanging out with us while we're getting ready for this party. Josh is pretty chill. He's like sitting down, you know, whatever, cleaning off the table, just like, you know, decluttering, whatever. And she's like, didn't you say you needed like lettuce, tomato, this, that, blah, blah, blah? I was like, yes. She's like, okay, well, it's like 3:30 and you haven't eaten anything except for some toast from this morning. So why don't we go get some food? Maybe you'll calm the fuck down and then we can go and get the lettuce and tomato and blah, blah, blah on our way back. I was like, perfect. So we all go out to eat. The three of us, me, Josh, Haley, all leave this place that we're eating at and we go back. We stop at Target, grab the lettuce, tomato, cheese, come back to the house. Josh drops us off while he's going to the liquor store because he's going to buy some beverages and stuff for people. So Josh goes to the liquor store, grabs his beverage of his choice, and then comes back. And Haley is literally laughing at me because I am stress cleaning the fuck out of the house for some reason. Like, stress cleaning the bathroom to the point where I'm picking up all of my like facial products and my hair products off of the shelves, dusting the shelves, putting them back on, but not putting all the products back on the shelf because I don't want it to look crowded. Like, I don't know what was going on with me that day, but I was just stressed out. And I think it's because I really didn't know how many people were actually going to come to this party of mine. If I was going to break down why I was having like a totally unserious miniature anxiety attack, right? I don't want to say I'm actually having like a panic attack or an anxiety attack because that's a sensitive subject and it's something that some people will probably get offended by. But like, to me, in my brain, I am freaking the fuck out for like what now in hindsight is absolutely nothing. Like, my party was great. I had a lot of people over. There's probably 20 people over the house. And like, realistically, my whole week of my birthday was just, I couldn't have asked for anything better, quite honestly. Like, unless if I went to a fucking extravagant island and, like, had all this stuff to talk about and whatever. Like, for being a very chill, relaxed birthday, that shit was fucking popping. Like, that was such a cool week for me, weekend for me. Like, I was just surrounded by all these people that love me and care about me. And, like, it was just so wholesome to think back on. And, like, I was actually getting a little bit teary-eyed this morning when I was journaling about it and talking about it. I was just like, wow, like, I really got to see all the people that I really love and care about so much, aside from, like, some of my family that just lives up north and it was harder for me to get to see them. But I really got to hear from and, like, talk to all the people that I love and care about and that care about me and, like, all that over this past weekend. And, like, I just feel so, so good and so grateful and just so happy with my decision of moving across the country again. Now, if I'm going to try to figure out where this deep-rooted little anxiety, you know, moment that I was having was coming from, I really feel like that comes from me being doubtful of myself, obviously, because I always have felt like I don't know if the people that I am friends with are friends with me as much as I'm friends with them, or if they consider me as good of a friend to them as they are to me. I think that, like, as a person, I tend to overextend myself for people a lot. And I think that, like, I tend to just do more for other people than they do for me. And I just am a very giving person. And I'm like that in my relationships as well. That's, like, a whole nother bag of trauma that I could dive into one day but and dig really, really deep. But, you know, as a person, I've always, like, struggled in relationships where I feel like I love the other person so much more than they love me. And, like, I just do the, I would literally carry the world for them if I absolutely could. And I would just do anything for them. And I also am like that with my friends a little bit as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just am that kind of person. I don't know why. I don't know what it is inside of me that makes me like that. And it's a constant battle that I deal with myself all the time, where I'm like, stop doing so much for other people. Like, if they're not doing that for you, reciprocate energy. But then I'm also like, I feel yucky when I do that. So anyways, I think that, like, as a person, I tend to do a lot for other people, and I love to do above and beyond for everyone because I just love people. And when they treat me right, I try my best to make it show that I appreciate them very much. And so I think that, like, moving across the country recently, because I only moved here, like, this time last year or so, and, like, I wasn't actually settled until, like, maybe September. So, you know, to me, I'm like, is anybody actually even going to come to my birthday party, or are they just thinking of me? Like, is their relationship with me the same as my relationship is with them? Like, I know a lot of these people that I know because they are Josh's friends, and I met a lot of these people because of him, and they were his friends, and he introduced them to me, and I was introduced to them because of him. So, like, to me, in my brain, I was like, do these people actually think of me as their friends enough to come to their birthday party, to come to my birthday party? Or do they just think of me as Josh's girlfriend, and, like, I'm just their friend's girlfriend, and that's it? You know what I mean? Like, I was like, damn, do I look really dumb right now? Like, do I feel stupid? Like, and also, this is supposed to be, like, a big birthday for me. Like, in my book, in my brain, like, this is supposed to be, like, a big thing for me. And, like, I don't know if anybody's going to come because nobody's responded to me. But that was my fault for not putting an RSVP on the invitation. I'll learn better next time. Are any of these people actually going to show up? Does anybody actually care? Am I doing too much right now? And, like, I just was like, what am I going to do? What am I doing? Why am I doing so much? Is anybody even coming here? What if there's only three people here? Is that going to be embarrassing? Like, I just was like, I don't know what to do with myself. And I really think that that's why I started stress cleaning and why I just, like, kind of was freaking the fuck out, to be honest with you. So anyways, it got me thinking of, like, how hard it is to make friends as an adult. Now, this is something that I've talked to, like, a couple of people about in the past couple of months, I feel like, that it's just really difficult to make friends as an adult. And, like, for me specifically, let me tell you, you guys know that I work in the movie industry. The movie industry has been on strike for, like, 2 fucking years now, it feels like. It's just been on and off strike. And, like, we're not working nearly as much as we used to. This is literally less work than I ever experienced when I first got into the movie industry. So for me, I suddenly have all of this time to myself, and, like, I can't even meet people on set that I would be considered to be coworkers with me, that would be considered to be my coworkers, even though I don't work with them all the time. Like, I don't even have a way of, like, meeting people at work because we're not working. Like, I'm just home a lot. you know? And so, like, I'm trying to do things to keep myself busy at home and keep my mind, like, fresh and focused and not dissociating, because I have a horrible fucking tendency of dissociating, which I think I talked to you guys about in a previous episode, or maybe it's coming out in this next episode that's coming up. But regardless, horrible dissociative tendencies. Like, my therapist and I are diving deep into that right now, because there's definitely something wrong with me. I don't know what the fuck it is, but we're going to figure it out, so it's fine. But anyways, I realize that, like, it's so hard to make, like, friends as an adult. How do people make friends as an adult? I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. Like, I don't have a regular job, so therefore I don't have coworkers that I work with. So, like, I can't meet people at work. And I think that's how a lot of people make friends, is, like, at work, through their coworkers, you know, regulars that come into a place, whatever. I don't have that because I don't have a regular job, which I'm not complaining that I don't have a regular job. But, like, again, that's not an avenue for me to be able to make friends. Then people are like, why don't you sign up for fitness classes? How the fuck am I supposed to talk to people during a fitness class? We're supposed to be listening to the instructor. Like, I don't understand. How am I going to make friends from these yoga classes that I go to? Because I go to yoga classes and I don't know how to talk to people in there, because we're supposed to be chilling out. You know what I'm saying? Like, namaste, bitch. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to talk to people from a yoga class when then we have like 15 minutes before the yoga studio closes before they get ready for their next class. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing here. I don't know how to do it. So anyways, I have successfully made a couple of friends over, you know, my past year or so of being here now. And, you know, I made a new friend very recently at our high school reunion, which I was really, really, really excited about. They came to my birthday party. And as soon as I'm done recording this episode today, we're actually going over to their house and we're going to do a game night, have dinner. Really excited about that. Also, I have a couple of friends here in the state of New Jersey that I went to high school with that I have reconnected with since then. But again, these are not new people. Like, these are all people that I went to high school with. So I'm like, how do you make new friends? Now, I've made a couple of new friends. Like I said, I have one friend that works at the coffee shop, and I met her because we just have some really weird, interesting shit in common. And I'm going to have her come on one of the episodes soon enough that you guys will get to meet her. I'm very excited about that because I think the two of us relate on a lot of things. And I think that you guys are going to really enjoy that. Anyways, I have been like, literally thinking about how to make friends as an adult. And the coffee shop has been a good place for me to be able to do that, because I sit at this coffee shop very often, whether I'm like editing the podcast or whatever the hell it is that I'm doing. That's definitely a place that I've gotten the opportunity to meet like a couple of people. Like, I got to know the baristas because I'm a regular there. But like, you know, how deep does that friendship always go? I got really lucky with my friend that works at the coffee shop. She and I get along great, and like, we love each other and we just have so much in common. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. But anyways, if anybody has any suggestions as to how to make friends as an adult, please let me know. Because aside from like being on the internet and making internet friends, how do we make friends in real life? Okay, so that, I think, is really where my, like, internal miniature super unserious anxiety attack came from, or my little panic moment came from, you know, when I was, like, stress cleaning and all that other kind of stuff. Because really the people that I've connected with here have been because either I went to high school with them or they were Josh's friends that I realized that I had a lot in common with, and now we have our own relationships together, and, like, I feel like I'm friends enough with them that they consider me to be their friend too, I would hope. Anyway, like, a lot of them came to my party, so I would hope so. But yeah, I mean, it's just been really interesting. It's been very odd, very, very weird for me to just try to figure this part of adulthood out. But really, like, I feel like this is something that a lot of us can relate to as adults, and like, I just don't have the fucking answer. I really wish that I had the answer and I had the solution, aside from like, open your mouth and just start talking to people and see if they respond, and like, then maybe you'll be able to find something in common with some people. But like, that can be so nerve-wracking and scary for some people. And I think it's nerve-wracking and scary for me too, but I'm like, the worst case that's gonna happen is like, I'm just gonna look dumb, you know what I mean? And like, realistically, am I really ever gonna have to deal with that person again in my life? Probably not. So I try my best to like, not care and just kind of approach the whole situation at that. So if we decide to take this back to my like, original train of thought, and where I'm thinking that all of these like, I don't know, just anxious thoughts are even coming from for me, is I moved across the country back in May of 2023. Now, this is my second time moving across the country. Like I said before, I did it one other time when I was 17 years old. I had just graduated high school. Literally a couple days later, I wasn't even like 18 years old yet, and I picked up all my stuff and moved to California from New Jersey. And I had a very specific reason for doing that. And the specific reason for doing that was because as a senior in high school, I thought it would be a brilliant idea because I wanted to get the fuck out of New Jersey so bad. I decided that it was going to be a brilliant idea for me to apply to one college and one college only. So my parents had no other option as far as sending me to school went. So I didn't want to like apply to a college in Pennsylvania just in case if, you know, the one in California didn't work out. Because then if the one in California did work out, then they would have like the opportunity to keep me and make me go to the one in Pennsylvania. So anyway, I only decided to apply to one school and one school only, like literally paid a singular $60 application fee for one college, and that was it. So I threw all my eggs in one basket, decided to apply to this college in California, got in, and right after high school, I was moving to California and going to fulfill what I thought were going to be my hopes and dreams in life. Then once I stopped attending film school, I started working in the movie industry, and I was very focused on my career and very focused on driving and very focused, like just literally laser focus. I did not give a fuck about having friends. I did not care. Didn't care who I was talking to. I still had some of my friends from high school. Obviously, like those friends start to fade as you move out of the country. That's the thing, is like people think that like I just want to like pick up and move to a totally different country where no one knows me, and you think that you're gonna like keep the relationships that you have. That's a really fucking hard thing to do, let me tell you from experience. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's like something that you have to work towards, which is not something that I realized back as like, you know, my young 17-year-old self. I just thought that like my friends were gonna be my friends forever, and like, you know, it wasn't really gonna be anything different, except now we're just gonna talk on the phone instead of hanging out in person. But I think that like moving across the country, I've realized that, you know, it's very difficult to keep the friends that you have. And I'm re-experiencing that all right now as an adult again, where like literally all of the friends that I made over the past 10 years in California, I hardly hear from them now. I mean, like I heard from a couple of them a couple of days ago on my birthday, but like realistically, I haven't heard from them in months. And it's not their fault and it's not my fault. It's both of our faults. But like, you know, it's just, it takes work. And as you get older, like it gets harder and harder and harder to do, which sucks because I think that like, again, my whole thought process of like, how do you have friends as an adult or how do you make friends as an adult? Like that is part of my issue right then and there, is because like, it's difficult to keep friendships alive and it takes work and you have to work at it to make it be successful, just like a regular relationship that you would have with like your significant other. But, yeah, it's very difficult to make friends as an adult, especially now, like as an even more adultier adult, you know, like I'm even older now. I'm not even in school and I don't have a regular job, so I can't have these coworkers and stuff like that. It's just really difficult. So like, again, like I said, if anybody has any advice, feel free to give it to me and I'll tell the rest of the people on the podcast. But I think that, yeah, moving across the country is like a whole nother thing that I could absolutely dive into if you guys are interested in something like that, because I feel like it is, we have these real like unrealistic expectations of what it's going to be like to just like pick up and move and go to a brand new place and like no one knows us and all this other kind of thing. And like it's really hard. I really think it depends on the person that you are and what it is that you're doing and why you're moving to the other side of the country or why you're moving out of the state. Haley, actually, I was actually just talking to her about this recently because she was contemplating whether she was going to move back into New Jersey or if she was going to go to a completely different state on the West Coast. And I was just like, girl, let me tell you, it is so difficult because like you think that like, even if you feel like you, let's say you feel like you have no one, you know, in your state that you're already in, and like you feel like you have no friends and you have no this and you have no that. When you go to a new place, you literally actually have no one. Like, have you guys ever watched Emily in Paris, that TV show? I love it. It's such a good series on Netflix. It's very like girly pop, but like she, I think it's like a really funny example because she like goes to work in Paris and does not speak a lick of French. All the people in her office absolutely can't stand her because she doesn't even try to speak French and she doesn't know anything about like French culture by any means. And she goes to Paris thinking that she's gonna have this wonderful, ginormous, fantastic time and like fabulous time there, and then she realizes very quickly that like literally nobody wants to fuck with her. And she like meets this girl randomly like at a park and like the two of them become friends, and the girl just like gives her her phone number, they get dinner, they talk to each other, whatever, and eventually she ends up building like these couple of friends in Paris. And it's just, it's a very like kind of realistic expectation of what that really looks like to like move really far away and not have anyone, because I feel like that's something that people don't even think about when they want to like up and move out of the state or out of the country or out of the, you know, to the other side of the country or whatever. So anyways, that's kind of wrapping that up. I think that that's where like all of that little bit of anxiety was coming from for me, and like why I was kind of internally freaking out. But I feel like it was for good reason. Like I said, I ended up having like 20 people at the house anyway, so it didn't matter at the end of the day. But I think that that's honestly where a lot of that was stemming from. And I just felt like that was something that was going to be really relatable that I could talk to you guys about and kind of like, I don't know, give you guys a little bit of like clarity. I feel like, I don't know. I think that I've heard this from so many different people, you know, in my life of like, oh, it's so hard to have friendships as adults because we all get so busy and people have kids and people do this and people do that and everyone's busy and it's so hard to keep up with each other. Or like, you know, people talk about like, I'm just going to pick up and move to the other side of the country because I don't have anybody here anyway. Or like, you know, I just want to start over and hit the reset button. But like, realistically, if you look at this shit, it is a lot more complex. And it's also a lot deeper than what we make it look like online. Like literally, you again, Emily in Paris is a perfect example of this, because she's like, goes to Paris, creates this new Instagram account. She's literally starting over. So she like is literally a perfect example of this, because like in the opening episode of the season, she like creates this new Instagram account, and it's literally Emily in Paris, because it's not just Emily anymore. Now this is Emily, but she's in Paris. And she's immediately like posting selfies, posting pictures of all the beautiful romantic things in the city and like how fabulous and glorious it is and everything like that. And like, you know, realistically, you're seeing this girl who like is at work, but all of her coworkers hate her. Her boss hates her. She doesn't want her on the team. Like, you know, and she doesn't speak a lick of French. She's like, she's dealing with like a language barrier on a regular basis and just trying to literally survive here and trying to figure out how to make friends. And like, you know, she's just kind of going through it. It's really like a really good example. Now that I think about it, I'm probably going to make Josh rewatch this whole series with me, to be honest with you, because I'm realizing right now how much I actually like that show and how good of a show it is. So if you haven't watched it before, you definitely should. It's on Netflix. And I think they're going to come up with a new season soon. But anyways, yeah, I just think that this is something that a lot of us think about as adults, of like how to make friends or like how to keep friendships alive. And like, I just think that none of us are truly alone in this thought process, but it's not something that gets talked about out loud very often, again, because like online, this one thing is portrayed where people have had these friends for years, or they've been best friends since high school, or like they've been like, you know, they're brand new friends, and like everybody just always looks like they're having such a fucking great time on the internet. And I know that I'm guilty of it too, because I literally just did that before posting this episode. I literally posted on my Instagram little moment. I kid you not. Let me pull it up. Hang on. I will literally read the caption to you, because I am such a part of the problem. Hang on. And I wrote in the caption, literally, listen to this bullshit. Little moments from this weekend entering my golden year. Honestly, the best few days, thanks to so many people that film me with lots of love on a regular basis. I wish I would have taken more photos, but I will say that I really lived in the moment, and I'm so proud of myself for that. 28 is going to be a good one. I can feel it. Like, bitch, you were literally having a miniature unserious panic attack. Like, on the day of, on your actual birthday. And then also, I just finished explaining to you guys like just a second ago that I always feel like I have to have something to do on my birthday, or else I'm going to feel like a loser if I have nothing to report back to if somebody asks me what I did for my birthday. You know what I mean? So like, that was something that was literally like stress inducing for me and anxiety inducing for me the day of my party, because I didn't know who was coming or if anyone was coming. And like, I just wanted to have a good time, and I didn't want to be like, you know, kind of spiraling later on because of that whole thing. And it might seem like super unserious, because it is, but like, I just think that these are things that are relatable and that I feel like we should be able to openly talk about and like admit to, so that we don't all feel so fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just like I was saying in the beginning of this podcast, like I felt like I was going to be looked at as crazy because of my internal thoughts and how my brain works and like just the different paths that I go on because of the fact that I probably have ADHD. You know, like I was worried that you guys were going to think that I was crazy because of my thought process just going into all of this. But I feel like I've talked about quite a few different things in this episode, and I really hope that like maybe that provides some comfort for any of you that are sitting at home listening to this and just kind of like, you know, probably thinking about these same kinds of things in your head, but feeling like you sound crazy when you talk about them out loud. I feel like I could have gone so many different ways in this, but something else that I didn't even really get to dive into that I have written down here in my notes is like, now I'm on the second half of moving across the country where now I'm trying to like settle, plant my feet, get, you know, like just feel grounded here and make enough room for my old self from when I was living by myself in California for the past 10 years versus now I've moved across the country again, but now I'm living with my partner and I'm trying to figure out how to make room for my old self that was in California and like doing all of these different things. And like, I was just single for such a long time. And now I'm trying to figure out how to make room for myself over here and transition that into my new house and my new life is kind of what it feels like. And then I'm also like, you know, trying to make sure that I'm including Josh in that whole process. And Josh and I got out of a long distance relationship, which is actually something the two of us talked about earlier this week. And we were wondering if you guys would want to hear an episode about that, of like what long distance relationships really look like in comparison to what they look like online or what you might see in movies and stuff like that. Cause the two of us did it. I feel like that Josh and I could really dive deep into relationships on the podcast if you guys are interested in something like that, because we've got a very long like history, not toxic by any means, but like just a very long lineage of our relationship, and it's gone through a lot of different phases. So I feel like we could probably provide some insight or, you know, some answers to some questions that some people might have. But anyways, like, you know, coming out of a long distance relationship to moving into your with your partner and trying to find room for yourself in their house, because Josh already had this house before I moved in here. Trying to find room for yourself in their house and trying to make room in your house for your partner and like, you know, make room for all the things that you like to do as an individual, but now you're in a relationship and having to like merge two lifestyles together. That's something I didn't even get to jump into by any means. But I feel like, you know, I've touched on a lot of different things today, but I really hope that today's episode brought you guys a little bit of comfort if that's something that you were looking for. Maybe you didn't even realize that you were looking for it, or hopefully you guys found like some of this content a little bit relatable. I, for one, am exhausted of, number one, listening to myself talk, and number two, of talking to myself. I need some water. I need a snack. I am very tired. I've been recording this episode for like an hour, but it also took me like a good like 10 to 15 minutes to set up and get myself going. I had to do an outro for another episode. And quite honestly, I can't even tell you, like, I think that listening to yourself talk in headphones is like kind of exhausting. And I've noticed this because even when I'm editing the podcast episodes, like sometimes I just have such a hard time focusing on what the hell I'm saying. And I don't know if it's because I feel ridiculous listening to myself talk, but like talking to yourself in your head and is one thing, but like actually hearing your own voice being projected back into your ears is totally something else. Honestly, I don't even know how the hell musicians do it, but not even just musicians, but like podcasters, people on camera. Like, this is something that I also used to have issues with editing my YouTube videos, was like, I just had to watch myself or listen to myself all the time. So you get to this like different level of like, I don't know, criticism of yourself, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, I'm starting to sound crazy now. This is exactly what I was worried about in the beginning of the podcast. So I'm going to start wrapping this episode up. I really hope that maybe this provided you a little bit of comfort or a little bit of like validation, I guess, in some sort. Or maybe you're a birthday princess like I am, and maybe you don't feel so crazy for being a birthday princess anymore and feeling like you need to do something on your birthday. Or like, I don't know. Maybe you also think the birthdays are a big deal. Or maybe if you don't think the birthdays are a big deal, maybe you understand why people treat them as such. Or like, maybe you don't know how to make friends as an adult. Or maybe you're thinking about moving across the country or out of the country and hitting the reset button. I don't know. Regardless, hopefully this brought you guys a little bit of validation, a little bit of comfort. And, you know, that's all I'm here for. I don't fucking know, you guys. I'm going to let you get going. Feel free to hit me up on the URL versus IRL Instagram. Please feel free to leave me a rating on this podcast. It would mean the absolute world to me. Share this with your friends. If you think that this has been relatable content and something that you really enjoyed listening to, it would help me so, so, so much more than you really understand. And I really hope that I get some actual feedback from you guys. Like, seriously, when I tell you, reach out to me online, DM me on Instagram, like hit me up, please actually do so. Because again, we don't know how to make friends as an adult. Feel free to become my friend. I would absolutely love that. But regardless, you guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and listening to URL versus IRL. It's crazy to me that you guys would even spend this amount of time with me just listening to me talk. But seriously, you guys, thank you so much for listening and thank you so much for your support on the podcast. Like, it means the world to me. You guys are helping me make my dreams come true. And I just cannot thank you enough, enough, enough. If you guys weren't listening, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love all of you and I will see you in the next episode on Tuesday.
Talk to you soon on the next URL versus IRL.